From technology and acquisition to citizen services and mission execution, a culture shift is underway with federal government leaders increasingly seeking out solutions that disrupt the way business has traditionally been done. Here we connect with those government and industry leaders driving this change and delivering the real results in support of their agency mission. This is Keeping IT Brief. Hi there, and welcome to Keeping IT Brief. Today, we're speaking with Tina Guerrero, the Cybersecurity Program Manager at Centaur. Ms. Guerrero has served as an IT and cybersecurity professional for over 24 years in the DoD military health community as a government civilian and a contractor. Today, Ms. Guerrero is going to speak to me about the cyber intersections between DHA, VA, and the Coast Guard. Thank you for joining me today. First, let's start by discussing what's the most daunting cyber alignment coordinating challenge of migrating federal medical IT services into one electronic health record system?
Thank you for having me. I think one of the biggest challenges that we have is trying to identify how three distinct environments like the Defense Health Agency, the Veterans Affairs, and the Coast Guard can be combined into one specific workflow. And although many people say, you know, just get people trained up and identified, I think one of the challenges that we have to take into consideration is the different level of risk appetite. From a cyber perspective, we have to consider that quite often leaders have already identified the environment where their systems are deployed, and they have a level of understanding of the risk that they would be assuming as they introduce new systems into the environment. Well, now as we are moving into a single federal enclave with a dedicated electronic health record, we're actually asking the Defense Health Agency as the bearer of the environment to evaluate the risk of what each one of those systems bring into the table. So quite often, many people say, well, we just have to do the paperwork. But we have to be a little bit more realistic about this. If we start going back into history, we consider some of the challenges that we're experiencing, some of the biggest disasters, that Titanic, you know, the low-grade rivets that were used in parts of the ship was actually what caused additional damage in the environment. And looking at the disaster of the Challenger in 1986, you know, the cold temperatures and the O-rings causing that to explode and cause fatalities. Well, now we look at it at the cyber landscape. You can just try to imagine if the DHA is not diligent in evaluating everything that has been incorporated to make sure that we have a secure and standard framework to provide that dedicated healthcare deliverable that the Coast Guard, the VA, and the military service members have been used to. So I believe that's going to be the challenge from a cyber perspective, trying to be tolerant as well as patient to understand the risks that's been incorporated into a single record.
Okay, so now what challenges does the Fed health community, both gov and industry, face in delivering innovation and modernization to legacy systems?
One of the challenges that I've seen over and over again is quite often the innovation is fantastic because now introduces a new understanding of artificial intelligence and modalities and utilization of the cloud. But the challenge has always been is trying to maintain the reach back. Having some type of enterprise service bus capability that is not only secure, standard, and able to deliver dynamic connections to legacy systems to be able to assume or consume information, data points. I think one of the biggest challenges that we have experienced in the federal government is the inability to move faster as the electronic landscape keeps on moving into the 21st and looking forward in 10, 20 years ahead of us. In the federal government, from a contractor and government perspective, industry and our government leaders have to take into consideration that although the requirements are broad in nature, there's a specific requirement to deliver a specific service, and that's an electronic health record that is secure and safe for military and veterans.
Okay, so what does industry need to know as it looks 6-9 months down the road in this activity?
You know, one of the biggest opportunities that that we have is trying to understand that from a cybersecurity landscape, we have to look at the opportunities being presented. The Defense Health Agency is going to be delivering the Military Health System Enterprise Information Technology Systems Integrator requirements. And what that basically means is that the agency knows that there's resiliency and innovation out there in the field, but it's impossible to deliver it in 8A contracts. From a cybersecurity perspective, I would offer industry and to consider that they can partner with companies that are going to be coming together and delivering that standard innovation capability to ensure the safety and security of those electronic health records. Quite often, if you remember the movie Ferrari versus Ford, the last scene in the movie, they show you that Shelby Mustang was at the head of everything. But Ford company said, everybody has to come in together. And I think that's what DHA is trying to say. The Defense Health Agency has to consider that everybody has to come together as one team to deliver the cyber framework where we can deliver this electronic health record to our community.
Okay, great. Dina, is there anything else you wanted to add?
You know, at this time, one of the opportunities that we have is that it's a moment in time in history. These are congressional mandates. There might not be more money to put in place for this effort. So our federal government leaders are doing the best that they can with the resources they have. And I think cybersecurity needs to be baked on versus painted on in our service deliveries.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for getting hold of us and speaking with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. For more podcasts by G2 Exchange Media, please visit www.fedhealthit.com and look for the podcast section at the top of the page. Music by Jam Studio, courtesy of Shutterstock Incorporated.